This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Sean Nolan. Sean, let's go back to when you were drafted by the Blue Jays. Where were you?
I was actually at my apartment, still in school in Houston, Texas. It was earlier in the morning. It was pretty exciting.
Did you know that it was coming?
Yeah, I figured it was coming. I wasn't sure when, but once I heard the news, it was great.
Well, you got drafted by the Blue Jays, drafted out of San Jacinto, right? How is that pronounced? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, San Jacinto.
That's one of the most successful junior colleges in the whole country. How'd you get to go there?
It was good. I was actually I was in a showcase back at home. I'm from New York, and there was a guy from Lamar. He saw me, and then he gave my news and all my information to the junior college over there in Texas. So it worked out pretty good, I guess.
What was your experience like pitching for them?
It was great. First year, I had a few starts. I wasn't as successful as my second year, but the second year really took off. Kind of hit the weights good in the off season and in the fall, and really worked out for me.
So then you got drafted by the Blue Jays. What was the next step after you got drafted?
I guess just waiting to sign and stuff, just getting ready to go.
Well, they got you all signed up. What was your professional debut like?
It was pretty good. It was a little, I guess, nerve-wracking, exciting. Just, I guess that's normal, but yeah, it was fun.
What'd you work on in the off season?
I guess just weights, trying to get stronger, so I wasn't weak going into the season or into the signing.
Any difference between you as a pitcher now and just generally now and when you were drafted last year?
Well, yeah, I think just growing up a little bit. I guess, yeah, just getting a little more experience was good.
Well, were you always a pitcher? What position did you start off playing?
I'm in high school and stuff. I played, I guess, first and outfield a little bit, but I was mostly always a pitcher since I was little. I was always a pitcher.
Fastball is usually the first pitch that everyone learns. What was the second pitch you learned?
I guess it shouldn't have been, but it was a curveball. But I really didn't know what a changeup was when I was 11 or 12 years old. But the changeup definitely took off in middle school, 14, 15 years old. One of my pitching coaches in high school taught me that, and I've been throwing it the same way, just tweaking little things at a time.
With the fastball, there's the two-seam grip, the four-seam grip. Curveball has the same grip. Everyone seems to use different grips, though, for the changeup. What did you learn?
I use four-seam grip for the changeup. It's pretty much just like how I hold my fastball, but I move my pointer finger and middle finger over, and I use my ring finger and middle finger. It kind of just moved over from the four-seam, and I throw it the same way. That's pretty much the first thing you learn, is try to throw it the same way as your fastball, and that's how it usually works out for you.
Speaking with Sean Nolan, a pitcher for the Lansing Lugnuts. Sean, we've seen you as a starter. We've seen you as a reliever. What's the difference for you in preparing for the difference between the two?
I guess just starting, you have a little mental, just being able to know when you're going in. There's relieving, you have to just be ready to go whenever.
Do you have a preference?
I've usually always started. This is my first time really relieving. The end of last season when I signed in Auburn. And beginning of this season is the first time I really ever relieved, but it's been working out good so far.
Is there anything you're working on right now?
Not too much. Just trying to keep the ball down. Just the normal, I guess, pitching that you need to do to be successful.
Where you're getting those ground balls that you want. Did you come into this year with any expectations, any goals?
Pretty much just throw strikes and just keep the ball down. Just do what I can for the team, and hopefully I can help us win.
You grew up in New York, Long Island, Seaford. Yankees or Mets?
Yankees.
No doubt.
Yeah, I was always a big Yankee fan. My dad's a Met fan. It's pretty funny. We always had a little rivalry. Every time Yankee and Met game would be on the same time, whoever's hitting is usually what we watched. Even though I was a pitcher, I probably should have been the opposite. But yeah, that's what me and my dad did.
Did you get to go to Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, I've been to the older one a bunch of times. I've only been to the new one once before I signed and stuff in August. So, I mean, it was real nice, but hopefully, who knows.
Were there any pitchers that you patterned yourself after?
I always loved Andy Pettitte. It was in whenever they got started, 96. Mm-hmm. It was probably when I started watching pro ball, 6 years old. I guess from there on, I looked at Andy Pettitte because he was the best postseason winner so far.
Oh, yeah.
I just tried to follow him and do stuff like him. A little an idol, I'd say.
And finally, Sean, if not baseball, what would you be doing?
Not sure. I've always been playing baseball. It's really been a big focus of mine. I think that's why I've got where I am right now. So,
Sean, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jesse.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Sean Nolan. This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.